Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, so let's talk about a few things. Obviously, the Grammys were last night. And again, I'm so sorry to do this to you guys. I'm not proud of me. I don't know what my thing is with Miley Cyrus right now, but I love her new song. And one of my favorite moments was when her and Shawn Mendes sang, sorry.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. No way. Can somebody know?
It was an amazing moment. Yes.
Can I just say that I don't know you anymore.
I know. I listen.
You know, the last
Miley
2 weeks,
Cyrus,
do you realize that you've become a Miley Cyrus fan?
I know.
You like her music.
I do. And that
current
new song is so good.
You've also become a viewer of The Masked Singer.
I know. I
don't know you anymore. Thank God I'm around for the integrity of this show.
Sorry.
You know.
I know. And I know. I really liked her. I really loved her with Shawn Mendes. I'm so sorry. And I love her new song. I know we're not playing it yet, but I love it. I'm sorry. I feel shame.
Was she riding a hot dog again?
No, she's done with that. She has a whole new look. She's not hot dogging it.
She doesn't dog it anymore?
No, she doesn't ride
really?
On a wrecking ball. There's no hot dogs. Like, you know, that whole mess. She was going through something. Like, it was the breakup. She was really in a dark place and like all bleh. But I don't know. She was all trashy.
Does she still look like Justin Bieber?
Well, she did have a shirt on that showed her cleavage, which was non-existent.
Okay. Well, yeah. Same thing.
So, yeah, that happened. That happened. I loved Alicia Keys with her two pianos. It was so cool. Did you see how she did the when you first like date somebody and you break up and then she played a song and then she's like, and then you... Then you're mad, and then she plays a song, and then you're like, and then you find the perfect person, and then she played that song. Did you see all that?
I did.
It was so good.
Yeah, I did.
How did she do that?
These were songs that she wished she had written, right?
Yes. The only thing that bothered me is, like, I kept looking at her crotch.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't say yes if I did.
Well, because she had two pianos, so right hand was on this piano, left hand was on this piano, and her legs were spread so wide, I was like, dude, put them back together. Mm. Like, just... kind of put them together and cross your ankles. Like, act like you're royalty. Hmm. She's all spread out.
Well, it's hard to do that when you're going back and forth dueling pianos.
Here's my crotch.
Yeah.
But maybe that was just me. Probably it was. I've been known to think differently than others. And Katy Perry, what was that outfit she showed up in? It was like Barbie had puked on her clothes.
Yeah, it was like a marshmallow.
Yeah, it was weird. Hideous.
It reminded me of those Peeps that you can buy at Easter.
Oh, that's a good
you know, the Peeps? If you just put like a Peeps face on there,
yeah,
that was a Peep.
And then what about the Red Hot Chili Pepper guy? I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers guy, but he's channeling his inner, what's the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, did you see his Freddie Mercury mustache?
I did not. Ooh. I missed that part of the show.
What in the hell was that? I was like, you look creepy. BJ did not like Jennifer Lopez's Motown tribute. I thought she was fan-freaking-tastic.
I was expecting talent that would get up there and literally sing the Motown hits. And she didn't do it. She just lip-synced, and it was a dance routine.
It was so good. It's her voice.
It was
though.
A terrible tribute. Oh, they picked my the God, worst so person good. They could have picked for that.
How
you know,
dare you? She yeah, was Motown, amazing.
Motown is such a legendary sound, iconic.
Don't take away my joy.
And you got J-Lo.
Do not take away my joy. I loved it. I was like, J-Lo, you are amazing.
51059, Texnado. If you saw the J-Lo performance with the Motown tribute,
and we're
what'd
not
you
talking
think?
About like if you're mad that it wasn't a black girl doing it. We're not talking about that. Just her overall performance.
Should have sang it.
She sang it. She just
she lip synced it.
She sang it originally. She sang it originally.
It was awful.
But it was so good. Ugh, I'll hit him. Taking away my joy. Taking away my cheese. All right. Where does that come from? Take away my cheese. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was fantastic. Lady Gaga with her ending and her stare thing, like staring at the end.
Now, see, she's very active when she's on stage and she sings.
She was very active.
She doesn't lip sync.
That is a good way to
put it. You know what? Lady Gaga has the talent for it.
She is very...
J-Lo.
Well, that was one song.
Just saying.
And she was very active, as you put it.
She is active. And her microphones are very sparkly.
Who says very active?
She was very active. What's wrong with it?
Everybody agrees with you.
It was awful.
It was not.
It was terrible. I can't believe they picked J-Lo of all people.
Somebody said, Jamie, please don't be embarrassed. I love Miley Cyrus too. Thank you. It's shameful, though.
I'll tell you what else I thought was wimpy.
Oh, dear God. Here we go.
I was a big fan of it.
Hey, Negative Nancy.
I thought there was some that was good.
Did you have anything good to say?
Yeah, there were. I liked Alicia Keys. I thought the piano thing was amazing. I love that New York song. Okay. Love it. One of my favorites. Okay. I thought Diana Ross was kind of weak.
She's 75. Really?
That was a weak performance.
She was amazing.
Though. Wait. Come out there.
Oh, my God. She was so good. Oh,
I thought could have been so much more. She's got so much more.
Are you crazy? She's 75. She's amazeballs.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
I expected more
like
with Diana
anything?
Ross.
Really?
I did. Ugh. I did. It's the Grammys, guys.
And
the bar is high.
She's 75. Yeah. She's Diana freaking Ross. She was amazing.
Well, get out there and do it, man.
Get
out there and do Upside Down.
Oh, my God. She was amazing. Why are you taking away everybody's joy at the Grammys?
Put your hands in the air, everybody. Come
on. She's 75. Like, you can't
really?
Even do what she does at your age.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Very disappointed.
75.
Could have been better.
Oh my God! I'm gonna
they just need
throat
to,
punch him.
They need to get some real. They need to get some real entertainment.
Okay.
Out there.
All right. All right. What else do I have for you? Let's see. I'm looking at Katy Perry. Hit that. Oh, I know what I wanted to hit. Did y'all see that? Did y'all see that guy that was with the country posse wearing those shoulder pads and that corset? What in the hell was that?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
So the very last award was the album of the year. And that chick that sings, she's all pretty. She's channeling, what's the girl's name? Like Dewey. You know, what's her name? The old country singer. Anybody?
Loretta Lynn.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you so much. I was freaking out. So she's channeling Loretta Lynn, and she's a really great country artist. She's very kind of mousy and beautiful and all that stuff. And she came up there with one of the writers, and he was wearing shoulder pads, a corset, and like thigh highs.
Really?
It was crazy. It was not country at all. I was like...
Maybe that's new country.
Did anybody else see that?
Ooh. Corset country.
Casey Musgrave is her name. Thank you, Texnado. Jamie, why didn't you mention the Dolly tribute? Did you not like it? Okay, here's the thing.
Don't be negative.
I loved her with Miley. Again, Miley, so sorry. But with Katy, not a Katy Perry fan. Katy tried real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Miley just
I missed that
it.
One too.
Yeah. And you missed the guy with shoulder pads and leggings?
Yep.
That's weird.
I was back and
Isn't
forth.
Isn't it weird?
Those are full-on football shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And like a gimp suit underneath.
Yeah.
It.
People were wondering if he came out of the like the locker room from the Patriots or something. It is weird. And he's sitting up there with this really beautiful, mousy country singer. I don't know. We were all thrown off a lot. And then finally, Cardi B won the best rap album, and she was very odd. Here it is.
I'm sorry, I just, ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Maybe I need to start smoking the weed. Yeah. She looked all gorgeous, right. I have to say. I mean, I know people have mixed emotions with Cardi B, but she is one hell of an entertainer, and she looked fantastic. I just wish she'd get rid of that scumbucket guy.
Her boyfriend?
Yes. Because he's up there, and she asked him to come up there with her as she won Best Rap,
yeah.
And he's just chewing his gum. And he started blowing a bubble.
She loves him. She loves him. She's back with him. She loves him.
I know, but...
Now he's not going to cheat on her. He loves her.
He said,
and
no,
she loves him.
He said, no more groupies.
No more groupies.
That's what he said to him.
Yeah.
That's so nice of him. Somebody said, BJ Harris, you are such a wet blanket.
Just saying. It's my opinion.
Somebody else wants to know who peed in your cornflakes. Somebody else said Diana Ross was the best part. And then somebody else said, Jamie, could you please stop saying amazeballs?
Yeah.
It's my favorite word.
I just didn't think the Diana Ross thing put it over
but
the top, and I was
like,
expecting it to. You know what? You get Gladys Knight at the Super Bowl, for example. She was amazing.
I know, but it sounds like you twisted back and forth so much, you didn't really see all of it. Like, you maybe didn't see
it. I saw all that, yeah.
But she was so good. Don't. Hey, listen,
I saw it.
What was that high voice?
I saw it. I saw her in her big red dress.
But what was that high voice?
I just expected more from her.
Well, I don't know what else you expected from her, because what else do you want her to do? Like, dancing.
I wanted to sing, belt it out, man.
She did.
Do the hits.
Just because that's your opinion doesn't mean the rest of us didn't love her. So please stop putting that big wet blanket on our joy. God. There you go.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.